Today is Thursday, May 16th, 2024. And it's been 11 days since my last podcast, I believe. No, 11 days, 7, 9 days, sorry. 9 days since my last podcast. And the last podcast I was talking about the Apple event on May 7th, which was all about the iPads. And I still didn't buy one. I know some of you are probably surprised that I did not buy one, but I did not buy one. I've watched a lot of videos about the new iPads, but I did not buy one. Now, shortly after that podcast, I got an email from Scotty. Actually, it was on the same day. It was later in the afternoon. But so we're going to listen to this voicemail from Scotty, and then we're going to see what he has to say. So let's listen to this voicemail from Scotty.
G'day Archer, it's Scotty, Aussie Battler. And I did not get up at midnight to watch that Apple announcement.
Surprised.
Oh, but I wish I had, because I could have hit buy.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, there's so much stuff I need, all new. And Tim Cook said it, the best ever, ever iPad lineup since the dawn of time. And I could have been clicking the buy button at like 1 o'clock this morning, and now it's 6:47 a.m. and I just watched it on the train, and now I'm walking to work. How am I going to buy it? I mean, by now it's probably backdated till like November.
Probably.
Anyway, I'm sure you'll be buying something because
nope.
After all the taxes I just heard that you paid last month.
Yeah.
And all the refunds you're getting, you'll be rich?
No.
No, seriously, Archer. What a load of crap. The iPad would have to be the second dumbest product that Apple make. They're heavy, they're awkward, they're totally impractical. You hold the thing up for 5 minutes, and then you're like, wrists and hands are sore. Like, seriously, I just really don't get who buys these things. Maybe weightlifters. And yes, by the way, the dumbest product is the over-ear headphones.
Which I'm wearing right now.
Like $1,000 or whatever they cost. Oh well, I'll just have to wait for later in the year when the iPhone 16 mini comes out, which I am buying. Woodhaven.
Thank you very much for that voicemail, Scotty. And it doesn't surprise me that you didn't buy anything because you don't use iPads either. You're just like me. I completely agree with everything you said. The iPad is just, it's just not what it used to be. It was very exciting the first time it came out, and I've had many of them over the years. But as I have mentioned multiple times on this podcast, I don't use iPads anymore. I did, because last week Apple updated, or was it earlier this week? They updated everything to 17.5 for the iOS for the phone and iPad OS for the iPads and the 17.5 for the Apple TVs and 14.5 for the computers. And I updated everything. So I got out my old iPads and then, of course, the batteries were dead. So I had to charge them up before I could update them. I updated them, play with them for a little bit, and then they're back in the drawer. So, yeah, I just don't use iPads, so I'm not going to be buying one. I can live vicariously through other people on YouTube when I watch their videos. So, anyway, so that's that. So, Scotty, thank you so much for that voicemail. You know I love hearing your voice. I can't wait for your award-winning podcast to come back. And I can't wait for Kathy Bacon's award-winning podcast. I saw that she's got all the equipment. We're just waiting for her to get started. Anyway, moving on. So last week, we went out to dinner. Well, we had plans to go out to dinner at a fancy French restaurant that we like. It's called La Piquette. It's not that far away. And our reservation was for 5:30. I know, we're old, so we eat early. Well, only I do. My husband prefer to eat at like 7 o'clock. But anyway, 2 hours before our reservation time, my phone lights up and my watch lights up and there's this big, you know, alert. And I thought, oh my God, it's not raining or anything. What was it? Yeah. And it was Wednesday was nice. But, what flashed up was a boil water advisory came out for my area of DC. Well, I went on the website and looked very closely, and while our building and right around us was not part of the boil water advisory, the restaurant that we were going to was in the boil water advisory area. So we didn't hear from the restaurant. They didn't call us or anything. So we decided we're just going to go. And, you know, if they say they, you know, aren't open or whatever, then fine, whatever. So we go to the restaurant and everything's like normal. They're doing business. They're, you know, having people in, everything. So we go in, get our reservation and sit down. And then the guy comes over to pour our water in our glasses. And he doesn't say anything. He just pours the water. And I just said, are you guys under the boil water advisory? Because I don't want you to pour water. He goes, oh, no. We are under the boil water advisory, but we bring in our water. We have, you know, like bottled water and stuff. So we don't use the actual city water in our cooking. I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. I didn't think about that. So we were, you know, worrying and panicking for nothing. And we did have a wonderful, wonderful dinner. We usually go, so when we go to that restaurant, we usually go to the wine bar that's up around the corner, but they were closed because of the boil water advisory. So we didn't go there. We just came home and had some wine of our own. Now, then we had another, not another advisory or anything, but so then the week went on. I don't remember what happened. We went to wineries on Friday and on Saturday, we went to wineries. We met some friends at some wineries out in Loudoun County and spent the day with them drinking wine and chatting and catching up and gossiping and all this stuff. And that was fun. And then pretty much nothing has happened since then. So then last night, Wednesday, we go out to dinner again. And you will never guess where we went. We went to Chef Jeff's, which is Nora O'Donnell's husband's restaurant. I feel like I have to apologize to Harley every time I do that. But so last night we went out to Chef Jeff for dinner, and I don't know if I told you this last week or not, but or whenever the last podcast was, that I got a gift card from Betsy for $100 for helping her take her to her eye appointments and stuff. So we decided to use the gift card. So we get the most expensive bottle of wine, $120 bottle of wine. However, and you think, oh my God, $120 for a bottle of wine. Well, one, it was every Wednesday they do a half off wine night. So whatever bottle you buy, the price is half that. So the cost of the bottle of wine was $60, which is much more in our range of, you know, weekly dining out and stuff. So we got the bottle of wine. I had a pizza, which for the first time in a long time, I haven't gotten a pizza at a restaurant. Because I've been eating so much chicken lately. I said, I'm tired of chicken. I'm going to have a pizza. So I had a pizza. My husband had hanger steak. And it was just a lovely evening. And we got our favorite waitress, Megan. She knows us so well. She said, she was telling us that she has it in the concierge desk computer. When our reservations show up, the first person that gets assigned to us is Megan. So that was great. We got to catch up with her. We haven't seen her for like 3 months. She's been busy. She got a full-time daytime job that goes along with her major because she just graduated from American University. So we got to chat with her and enjoy the wine, and we ended up sitting outside. It was just beautiful, and we just had a wonderful time. Well, the bill came, and I'm trying to remember in my head, okay, you need to tip on the original cost, not the gift card, you know, after they take off the $100 for the gift card. But I forgot to remember to tip on the full price of the bottle of wine. So I ended up, I gave her a very good tip. I mean, our bill was like $62. So I gave her like a $35 tip. Hopefully that's enough. Well, I mean, she knows we will tip her every time that she comes, but I mean, every time she's our waitress, but, I was just thinking when as we were walking home, I'm like, oh my God, was that enough? Was that enough of a tip? I don't know. Because the full bill was like $162. And then she took off the $100 and it was $62. So I was thinking, well, so I tipped on $162, which would have been like 10% is $16. So 20% is $32. So I did $35. I think it was $35. But then as we're walking back to our house, because we walked, I was thinking, oh my God, I totally forgot to add the full price of the bottle of wine. That would have been another $60. So I don't know. I was feeling a little bad, but I think it's going to be okay. I think so. I hope so. If not, oh well. Anyway, when we got home last night, we decided to watch, well, because I've been doing some research on what to watch on TV, because my husband seems to think that we've seen everything, and he kind of like, when I suggest a movie, he says, oh, I think we've seen that. So I was trying to look on the Plex Media Server. Oh, got an email. Plex Media Server to see what movies that we have not seen recently. And I found one called Stage Door. And the other thing, too, is I have to look for a movie that's only like about an hour and a half long, because he just can't sit through a two-hour movie. So I found the movie called Stage Door from 1937. And I was, you know, reading the Wikipedia thing about it and stuff, and I realized it's got all these famous actresses in it. It has Katherine Hepburn, Ginger Rogers, Eve Arden, and Ann Miller. And there were a couple others, too, that I recognized some of the other actors, but I didn't know them by name. But anyway, it ended up being a pretty good movie. It's the famous movie where, I shouldn't say famous, it's the movie where Katherine Hepburn says a very famous line. Now, she did not get nominated for an Oscar for this, but there were some other people who did. Now, I'm looking on here, and, well, it was oops, not that one. Where's my downtown?
Downtown.
Looking at the Wikipedia thing, it says this movie was part of the 10th Academy Awards, so like almost 100 years ago. And, well, not almost 100 years, not quite 100 years ago. Anyway, it was nominated for Outstanding Production, which I guess that would be the Best Picture. It was nominated for Best Director. It was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Andrea Leeds. Now, I don't know who she is. And Best Writing or Screenplay. I just didn't know, I got another email. I didn't know who they were, but they didn't win any Oscars, but it got nominated for those four Oscars, but nothing for Katherine Hepburn. But anyway, in this movie, there's the famous line that Katherine Hepburn says, and I don't know where I have heard this before, but I cut the audio out of the movie. So listen to this and see if you recognize this.
The calla lilies are in bloom again. Such a strange flower. Suitable to any occasion. I carried them on my wedding day, and now I place them here in memory of something that has died.
So that was the famous line that she says, the calla lilies are in bloom again. Such a strange flower. Appropriate for any occasion. I carry them in my wedding. I don't know where I've heard that, especially that first part. The calla lilies are in bloom again. Not that I'm trying to be Katherine Hepburn, but I know I've heard that before. I just can't remember where I saw it. And then when I was reading the Wikipedia article about the movie, it says right here, where is it? Stage Door. Where is it? I thought I just, oh, here it is. Katherine Hepburn's famous lines during the play, because she's an actress and she's in a play. The play was within, you know, in the film, and that's where she says, the calla lilies are in bloom again, such a strange flower suitable for any occasion. I carried them on my wedding day, and now I place them here in memory of something. Something that has died. Anyway, those lines, the play that she was in was called The Lake from 1934. And I don't know how, but somehow that line, those couple lines have become famous. But I don't know where I've heard that. Like, where have I heard that before? The calla lilies are in bloom again. Trying to be like Catherine Newman. Anyway, it was a really good movie. We really enjoyed it. When we were watching it, and all these people started coming up, I was like, oh my God, she looks familiar. And then Eve Arden, I know her voice. So I was like, that's Eve Arden. Anyway, I don't know if anybody's seen that movie. It's called Stage Door from 1937. Let me know if you've seen that movie. Anyway, it was a good movie and we enjoyed it. Now, what else am I watching? I only have a couple minutes left. What else are we watching, or am I watching, I should say, because my husband doesn't always watch the same stuff I do. I'm watching currently in the middle of The Jinx on HBO. I don't know if you are familiar with this series, but it's the documentary about Robert Durst and him being up for murder for killing three people. They are in, I'm looking for the show for that. Oh, I need to tell you about that one too. I don't see it here. Oh, because it only pops up in the next episodes, right? Because the episodes are only once a week on Sunday nights at 10. But I think I'm on episode four. And I watched the very first series when it came out in 2015, when he had that explosive, what's the word I'm thinking of? When he had the microphone was hot and he went into the bathroom and he said, I killed them all. You know, I don't know if you remember that, but that's ending up being a really good series. And I don't know how they're going to end this current one, but you know, we'll see, I guess. But it's good. I'm just saying, you know, if you're interested in the Jinx on HBO, you should watch it. Also, after I watched that last episode of The Jinx, the current episode, then, HBO has a little documentary. It's only two episodes about Kevin Spacey. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's an actor. He has been closeted his whole life, and he has been accused of sexual harassment by all these actors for like two decades. And anyway, this little documentary goes over all, like, there's 10 people who he molested or, you know, sexually assaulted or whatever, tell their story. And then they show where he was in, had a court case in London, in England. But he's been exonerated of all those, which is just bullshit to me. I can't believe it. It's called Spacey Unmasked. And right now it's number one on the HBO top series for today. I still need to, I'm sticking with HBO for a minute. The next season, I think it's the third season of Hacks is now out, and I need to watch that. But if they're going to do one episode a week, I'm going to wait until it's all done and then watch it all at one time, because I really don't like this, like the Jinx thing. I finally remember a week later that I need to watch the next episode, so I finally do watch it. So I've watched The Jinx. I'm in the middle of that. Kevin Spacey documentary on HBO. It's called Spacey Unmasked. I suggest you highly watch it. And then yesterday, or was it yesterday or the day before, they announced that Heartstopper Season 3 is going to be released on October 3rd. So I was thinking to myself, maybe I should go back and watch Season 2, because I don't really remember if I got through all of those episodes. And then, you know, I've been catching up on Big Fatty's podcast, and I think I'm up to, well, I can look really quick. Today I listened to 5 episodes of his, well, 4.5. I'm up to May 6th, so I'm only talking 10 days. I'm within 10 days of catching up. And then like probably 2 or 4 of those are from weekends. So I should catch up pretty soon. And then I can start listening to other podcasts. But anyway, back to watching. Oh, I was going to say, Big Fatty mentioned at one of the episodes I've listened to in the last month about how cute the Heartstopper show is. And so yesterday and then today, I've been watching the second season of Heartstopper just to remind me of where we are in the show. And I know that when the third season comes out, October 3rd, I'll probably rewatch it again then. Now, I remember when the first season came out of Heartstopper, I was crazy about it. I must have watched it 50 times. Well, this is only like the second time I've been watching the second season of Heartstopper. And I don't know if I'm just not as excited about this one, or the storylines aren't that great. I don't know what it is, but it's not the same as the first season. The first season was just amazing. So I'm hoping the third season will be even better. But then again, I'm only on episode 4 of the second season, so I need to, you know, finish watching the second season again to remind me of things I already forgot when that came out. Anyway, that's the kind of stuff that I've been watching lately on the streaming services. You know what I'm going to start watching? I saw that in the movie theaters, the next episode of Planet of the Apes, I think it's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, it just came out recently in the movie theaters. So I was thinking, are they like redoing all of the original Planet of the Apes movies? Because I have definitely not watched any of these newer ones. Like, they started in 2001, but then they dropped it, and then they came back in, I think, 2015, and they've done three more since then. And I've downloaded 3 of them. Shouldn't say that, but I haven't watched them, though. The 3 that I have, I know why. So I have their original one. 2001 was just called Planet of the Apes. Then in 2011, it was Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And then 2014, The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And then I think it was 2017, and this is the one I haven't been able to get, is War of the Planet of the Apes. And then now, The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. So I'm trying to get that whole series, because I have the original series from the 60s, and I really love those. So I'll probably be watching those at some point too. All right, enough of this. I have, you know, there's always too much to watch. Like, I think I've said this before, there's too many choices on the streaming services. If I just didn't have all the streaming services, then maybe I wouldn't watch all this stuff. But anyway, all right, well, that's all I have for today. Thanks for listening. And of course, if you ever have anything else to suggest I watch on the streaming services, please let me know, because I'm always looking for something. Anyway, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. And until next time, bye.